Silent Opera, a London-based opera company which builds upon the concept of the silent disco, where audience members can either listen to the opera live, backed by performances on 6 different instruments, or they can wear headphones to hear a pre-recorded full orchestral performance of the opera that they're watching. Now, the company arriving in Beijing to stage a show based on the life of a real teenage girl. CRI's Xu Fei catching up with the director of the show, Vixen, Daisy Evans, to find out more about the opera itself.
This opera is named Vixen. It's about a teenager boss who is quite vulnerable.
Yes.
How vulnerable she is. And could you tell us a bit more about her relationship with other characters in this play?
Yes, absolutely. So the original version of Janáček was called The Cunning Little Vixen, and it was about an actual real fox set in a forest with animals. And our version is only with humans, so she's not a fox in our version. She's a very young girl, teenager, who has, had problems with her home. Maybe she's had big arguments with her family, or maybe something even more disturbing has happened to her. So she's run away. She's on the streets of London, and she's begging for food, and a man who is a very, very kind man. He wants to take in young kids from the street and help them and maybe get them back into school, into jobs.
And Vixen is about a young girl instead of a fox. So is there some particular costume for the lead role?
Yes, she has. She's got fabulous red hair. Because she's a young punk, it's a very, very long hair with dreadlocks and a little bit of bleach at the end of the hair, so it looks like she has got a fox tail.
Okay, we were told that audience members are suggested to wear earphones. Why?
Really because we want you to be an individual inside the play. So when you have headphones on, you're really cut off from any other noise. So you can't hear the person next to you coughing or scratching or opening a sweet or, so really you're on your own with the music itself. So even though you are sitting with 100 other people, it's almost like you're on your own. It's very personal and very intimate.
Although immersive opera has become increasingly known by Chinese audience members, it is still a relatively new concept.
Well, I think it's really new everywhere. For China it's new, but it's also very new for the other places that we've been. And I think I'm just trying to design a very human experience that really speaks to people who have not been to the opera before, who might be a bit too poor maybe to go to the big opera houses. It's a very affordable experience. It's a very up-close experience. And I think just seeing something that is new is great for anyone. But I think this works very well in China because it's a very explorative audience here. People are very willing to engage in something new. And it's just a very young experience. And there's a great youth culture here, so we hope that will appeal to them.